Lion D, Rust e Weld è qui per noi. Yaman! Big up, big up, big up. Reduci da una session incredibile ieri in Jamaican Corner. So, Angus Taylor, let's go with the interview.
All right. Thank you for taking the time. Because we don't have Russ Giulio here, we're just going to let the music ask the questions. So first we start with Russ Tewelde. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song that is not one of your songs, but I think has a significance in your life and career. And then you tell me about it, what it means to you.
Land. Yes, the promised land. Oh gosh, now to the promised land. Yeah. Make a step down to Asmara. Then we stopped in Addis Ababa. Made our way to Shashamani land. Riding on the king's way to the promised land. Going to the promised land.
Ready,
to
ready,
the
ready.
Promised land. Oh,
going to the promised land. Baby. Yeah, yeah.
There's plenty
of land for you and I. By and by. Lots of food to share for everyone. No time for segregation in this promised land. Oh, Lord. Yes, yes, Angus. Give thanks. Rastafari blessings. Greetings and love, Haile Selassie. It's a great blessing to be here, yes? In particular, to start with this tune. So he says, stop me when you're ready to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it, but you stop me when you're ready. Okay. Yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to answer in English and then... Come vuoi? All right, let's see, let's see, let's see. This is particularly relevant for me, as you said, because this song was written by one of my, you know, greatest heroes, which then became my father-in-law. He's the father of my wife, and it is a real blessing, you know, to carry this legacy, this heritage. And it's a beautiful story. This man is was called Brother Flippin. So Brother Flippin, Donald Leach, but like people in Jamaica and in the world know him as Brother Flippin from the 12 tribes of Israel, one of the pioneers of the repatriation movement that started in the Caribbean. So Brother Flippin with his wife moved at a very young age to Shashamani, to Ethiopia, where there was the promised land. And Brother Flippin wrote many songs for distinguished artists like Promised Land, other beautiful songs for Dennis Brown. They were very close, very good friends. He wrote beautiful historical places where there is some Amharic words. So it's a beautiful, I really feel emotional when I talk about this story. So, yeah. And he also wrote one song that everyone know, which is Zimbabwe for Bob Marley. During the visit of Bob Marley to Ethiopia. Because very few, you know, everyone knows that I've seen many, watched many movies, documentaries about Bob Marley. We know almost everything about Bob, but we know very little about the fact that he has visited the Promised Land. He, in those very few years, yeah, he took the time to go to visit Ethiopia, spend time in Ethiopia, made a beautiful show for very few people in Addis Ababa, and he spent time with the community in Shashamane, and my father-in-law was amongst them. And together, they wrote, you know, Zimbabwe as well. So, he said we should start with the idea that everyone, you know, must decide, you know, right to decide his own destiny. And Bob said, brother, you're right. You're right, you're right, you're right. So that is Brother Flippin. Yeah, so I give thanks for this time to raise his, you know, and also an appreciation, loving from the people of Baba Boom. Give thanks.
Ci provo. No, veramente give thanks to Welde che ci racconta una storia bellissima. Beato chi comprende bene l'inglese, che l'ha capito di prima mano. Io provo a tradurre, mi scuserà se mi perdo dei pezzi. Ci raccontava di quanto è legato e diventa emotivo quando sente questo pezzo, Promised Land, perché insomma non molti sanno che il testo di questo pezzo è stato scritto da una persona che si chiama Brother Flippin. Non ricordo il nome di battesimo. Donald Leach, a.k.a., giustamente, a.k.a. Brother Flippin. Ebbene sì, dal caso che Brother Flippin è il padre della moglie di Raste Welde. E allora ci raccontava questo iconico personaggio giamaicano che è stato uno dei pionieri del movimento di repatriation in Etiopia, a Shashamane. Si è stabilito con la comunità di Rasta a Shashamane, e ci raccontava anche del fatto che Brother Flippin era un personaggio molto rispettato all'interno della cultura giamaicana, ed era un grande scrittore. Ha scritto canzoni per importantissimi artisti, tra cui appunto Dennis Brown, tra cui Robert Nesta Marley. Pochi sanno, ci diceva Te Welde, sappiamo tantissimo della vita di Bob Marley. Ci sono documentari, libri, tantissime cose. Invece si sa molto poco del viaggio di Robert Nesta Marley in Etiopia, nella terra promessa. E allora lì c'era Brother Flippin, e ci raccontava Raste Welde questo episodio molto bello, no? Della canzone di Marley, Zimbabwe. Celeberrima, album Survival. Ebbene, questa canzone inizia con la frase "Every man got the right to decide his own destiny", ogni persona ha il diritto di decidere il proprio destino. E allora si sente il coro di Marley sotto che dice "Brother, you're right, fratello, hai ragione". Quel brother è Brother Flippin, è il padre della moglie di Raste Welde, ed è per questo che siamo così emotivi e lui è così legato a questo pezzo. Give thanks to Welde, give thanks.
All right, next tune we're gonna play. I'm just gonna drop, this is one of your ones, so I just want you to tell me the story behind it and how you came to do it. So we play. No one can teach I and I more than. Yeah man, ready. Ready to talk about it, man. This man wants me to turn emotional at all cause, any cause. Yeah, he said I will keep it as a surprise. No playlist in advance, which is good. But this is not fair. This is my very first tune, yeah? And it takes me back to 2005, which marks this year 20 years. Yeah, 20 years back. This was my totally auto, you know, self-production. We made everything from scratch. We also distributed ourselves 7-inch, I say ourself, but I really mean myself that time, really and truly. And there's my first 7-inch, 2005, Jadi Ticha. It was my first single as Raste Welde. Yeah, really
marking a switch into my life, more than career, my life. I went to Ethiopia first time 2004, and I was already having, you know, my own band in Italy, living in the ghetto band, one of the first Italian. Oh, really? All right. They're still active, but it's one of the very first Italian reggae band. Yeah. So when I was 14, 15, 16, this is what, you know, the environment I grew on. And then I touched the land of Addis Ababa 2004. That changed furtherly my life again. And I take this new name, Ras Tewelde. Tewelde, which means reborn, born again in Amharic. And as soon as, you know, back to Italy, this was my first inspiration. Jah is my teacher. You know, we don't want no Babylon philosophy, no one Babylon teachings. It's Haile Selassie, the first inspiration. Yes. You want to give thanks?
Yeah, give thanks, Angus Taylor, give thanks, Ras Tewelde. E allora Ras Tewelde dice, beh, Angus, sei quasi un po' scorretto, mi vuoi far essere emotivo a tutti i costi, perché non hanno ovviamente condiviso questa scaletta, questa è assolutamente un'intervista a sorpresa, in perfetto stile Baba Boom. E allora Angus Taylor ritira fuori la prima traccia ufficialmente registrata come Ras Tewelde, Jah is my teacher, 2005, 20 anni fa, e Ras Tewelde ci raccontava, insomma, riguardo questa traccia che è stato un po' uno switch nella sua carriera. Questa è assolutamente autoprodotta, tutto fatto da solo, distribuita da solo, è stato, diciamo, il nuovo inizio. Infatti ci racconta che nel 2004 lui già si occupava di reggae music con la Living in the Ghetto Band, una delle prime formazioni qui nel centro Italia. Poi nel 2004 fa il suo primo viaggio nella terra promessa, quindi a terra ad Addis Ababa, e lì c'è uno switch, no? E allora questo è quello che viene riportato nel pezzo, la presa di coscienza, la presa di consapevolezza che non vogliamo nessun insegnamento dal sistema di Babylon, non vogliamo nessun insegnamento da chi è corrotto, vogliamo insegnamento solo da Jah Rastafari. E allora 20 anni dopo, grazie ad Angus Taylor, grazie a Ras Tewelde per questo pezzo, yes I.
No, thank you for translating. Now, we've talked about Ethiopia, and but let's talk a bit about Jamaica, specifically this next combination with a big Jamaican artist.
Babylon burning in land. Yeah, you know, if they must be let them.
Memories, memories, memories. What a trip to Tripoli, Angus, man.
Memories, man.
Hey, this is a heartbreaking interview, man. My very first combination, you know, my very first combination with Loot on Fire. We were both very little more than children, you know. It was, 2007, probably. Yeah, 2007, 18 years ago. Rustavelde and Luton Fire. Luton was not even that big artist. Yeah. It was like emerging artists at that time. I went to Jamaica. I had this man, which I don't like to promote, you know, because he himself was not a promoter. I call him, he's not a producer. I call him a reducer, reducer. So this reducer took me to Jamaica in 2006 and 7. And there is where I started, you know, writing my first songs in Jamaica, with Jamaica. It was a dream. Because the second day in Kingston, I was in the, you know, recording box with people like Fly, Robbie, Dean Fraser with two sax, you know, and Bongo Herman. Luton came, Half Pint came to the studio. I made a song with him, never released, because then we never, you know, agree, let's say, to make it short, make it very short. Never agree with this reducer. And in fact, this song was released very wisely here in Italy, actually released in Jamaica with One Love from Italy, let's say. We kind of tricked the reducer. Yeah. So beautiful memories. My voice sounds like my children's voice, but give thanks.
Bellissimo, bellissimo. Questo pezzo, la prima combination ufficiale di Rustavelde che abbiamo appena sentito, Babylon is Falling, in combo con Luton Fire from Jamaica, ci racconta che pure qui siamo indietro nei tempi, sempre più emotivi. 2006-2007, se non ricordo male, ci racconta Rustavelde di questo viaggio in Jamaica con questo promoter che, insomma, non so se avete capito il gioco di parole, non è che fosse proprio una persona con cui Tewelde andava d'accordo, con cui si sposavano le idee, lo chiama addirittura non un promoter ma un reducer. Quindi, insomma, al netto di questo difficile rapporto con il producer, si trova in Giamaica, entra in studio circondato da gente come Half Pint, Bongo Herman, non ricordo gli altri nomi che hai fatto, Dean Fraser, Sly and Robbie, e Aman, Dean Fraser con il suo sax in mano. Quindi, insomma, un'illuminazione, ed esce fuori questa bellissima combination. Ci racconta Tewelde: Madonna, sento la mia voce e mi sembra la voce di mio figlio, per quanto ero giovane, per quanto ero piccolo. E ci dice che, visto, insomma, che con questo reducer non si andava molto d'accordo, alla fine la traccia viene fatta uscire, viene edita da One Love Records, che big upiamo, quindi italiana, label italiana, ma con, a quei tempi, gli uffici, lo studio in Jamaica. E quindi dice: sì, un pezzo di storia veramente importante per me. We give thanks.
I'm not going to say much because time is running up and we need to get to the Lion D interview soon, but this next one, another big combination on a big rhythm. I'm going to keep the mic because I want to say something about it after it drops.
Tiana Sterling, Blessings, Xavier Amaskan, the Maui Kadamawi Isle Selassie, I'm Black Novo.
Joe! Rastafari children, no cry.
No cry no more.
Rastafari children, no cry.
Rastu and the tell the whole of them now.
Rastafari children, no cry.
Lion the I tell you,
King Selassie, I never die.
Well, then, no Rasta sit up on the golden show.
Tiana Sterling,
Blessings,
Xavier Amaskan, the Maui Kadamawi Isle Selassie, I'm Black Novo.
Joe! Rastafari children, no cry.
No cry no more.
Rastafari children, no cry.
Rastu and the tell the whole of them now.
Rastafari children, no cry.
Lion the I tell you,
King Selassie, I never die.
Well, then, no Rasta sit up on a golden throne. Can't take the Rasta in a circus clown. Cause Rasta power is not like them and those who feels in those. Say we real to the bone and I no pose. We are both
up on the golden throne. Can't take the Rasta in a circus clown. Cause Rasta power is not like them and those. Rasta power, king of kings and lord of lords.
Then me say look how the Rasta man a wave up the banner. You not put it down in those eyes it up higher. So we tell them pagan them have a blazing at the fire. Who you can't, who you don't make a it at
whole time. When you have a minute and you lose it, it's a crime. Repatriation is a must for I and I. Rasta can't do that. Rasta can be blind. Now one your time for you, open up your
eyes. Rastafari children, no cry.
No cry no more.
Rastafari children, no cry.
Rasta when they tell you all of them no.
Rastafari children, no cry.
Lion the I tell you.
King Selassie, I never die.
Well, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir.
Yeah man. Wow, giving thanks for this real interactive moment. I just wanted to say one thing, though, because I learned so much from talking to you, what you said about Dennis Brown, Bob Marley. I just wanted to dispense one fact for the people, that the original Nana Dja Dja Children No Cry, the band that played on that was Inner Circle Band. So they're not just about La 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 Long. They were a serious roots band, well, the toughest rhythms ever made. But let's get back to your story.
Yeah, you know what, yeah, man. Big up yourself, Angus. Nice to link up again, you know, this time at Baba Boom Festival. Big up the Astar Bene family from Outer Room. Big up all the massive, all massive and crew. You see what I say? Respect is due. Yeah, man, you see this song, Rastafari Children No Cry. Me, alongside my brother from long time, Rasta Welde, you know. With friendship, you know, we go way back, you know. So this is, yeah, I think this is maybe the first combination, first collab, right? Yeah. So this song is, you know, just bring back memories and we give thanks, you know. I think it was back in 2012, something like that, yeah? Yeah, Rastafari Children, No Cry, you know, Lion D, Rasta Welde. We are bringing back, you know, the roots, the Nana Dja Dja Children No Cry, you know, the Inner Circle thing, you know. Yeah, man, I saw you go. So, Angus.
Yeah man, give thanks Lion. Yes, hai. Allora questo pezzone, questa combo che avete sentito voi anche dal vivo e vi ringraziamo, Rasta Welde, Lion D, Dja Dja Children No Cry, un pezzone gigante della storia della reggae music. Angus Taylor, introducendolo, ci raccontava che non tutti sanno che l'originale version di questo pezzo è suonata da The Inner Circle. E allora Lion D, yeah man, session band. E allora Lion D ci racconta che questa forse è la prima combo con un fratello di lunghissima data, con un fratello veramente di cuore che è Rasta Welde. Era forse il 2012. E andiamo avanti con la selezione. Ovviamente Lion D ringrazia tutta la famiglia del Baba Boom Festival. Yes, Beach Yard, we give thanks. We give thanks. Yes, Angus.
All right. So next we're going to go more into the modern age, because I don't want to make this interview about myself at all, but I was playing on the main stage the other day and I saw you perform this song live.
Myself so many times, who made this world, who made mankind? How can the moon and the sun shine so bright? What's in the darkness, what's in the light? Until one day I lift up my eyes and I could see great sights come from the sky, and then I know what I feel is divine.
So we call it as you want, call it as you may prefer.
Call it as you may prefer. We call him Rastafari. Call him the Selassie I name. Call him as you want. Call him as you may prefer. We call him Rastafari. Call him the Selassie I name. Don't ask me why. It is not I. Do not criticize, cause I don't criticize.
be who you want, because we got one life, and it will change when God come over I. So you can call him Jesus. And I don't want to sing it all over, because I know, but we, you know, squeeze it for the interview, but it's a blessing. Thank you very much for this, the opportunity of introducing again, you know, the family of Baba Boom to my very latest production. Yeah, with my family, with my band from Rome, The Right Stuff. Yeah, great musicians also, you know, great session band, as you said. It's as I said, you know, the other day on stage, it's a message that nowadays, you know, it's very important, in particular in these environments, you know, here, the Baba Boom Festival, it's a particular blessing, you know, it's a particular blessed festival, because we have a representative, you know, like a resident representative of Rastafari, Ras Giulio, who again is not here today, but is, you know, here in the Irids, right? Yeah, so it's very important to clear this message, to have it clear for the people of, in particular for reggae people, you know, that see Rasta people sometimes as, you know, they want to preach, you know, they want to convince that Rastafari is the only, you know, is the only way for I and I that we feel, you know, the same call. Right, that is the only way for I and I, but it's not the only way, universally speaking. Different cultures, you know, address the same issue, which is what's in the darkness, what's in the light, you know, how can the moon and the sun shine so bright, yeah? And then I say, until one day I, you know, lift up my eyes and I feel that it's something greater than me, you know, and that something is divine, yeah? And that at a certain point of life that might happen, you know, most likely do, yeah? Like, think about Bob Marley. He just received the baptism from the Ethiopian Orthodox Church just a few minutes before he left this material world, right? So it's never too late. And when you feel it, you might want to call it or feel to call it in a way or identified with something. So I say, no matter how you call it as you want. You can call it Buddha, Allah, Shiva, Jesus. Yeah, we, I and I people, Rastafari people, call it Rastafari. And we invite everyone to nurture that, to grow, to, you know, like a plant. Yeah? So, because that is our inner force. That is our divine force. And it's in everyone. Rastafari people say, you know, we are living gods. We're the manifestation of the Almighty. We're our living churches. That's why many of us don't go a physical church necessarily, because we are our own temple. Right. I don't want to keep it too long, but give thanks. Yeah. So call it as you want. Rastafari, the right stuff.
Yeah, man, give thanks, give thanks. Questo pezzone che avete appena sentito, Call It As You Want, è l'ultimo pezzo uscito di Rastewelde, Right Stuff alle produzioni, Big Band da Roma, che ringraziamo sempre per l'instancabile lavoro. E allora, riguardo questo pezzo, Rastewelde ci diceva l'importantissimo messaggio che contiene, no? Call It As You Want, chiamalo come vuoi, per raccontarci di come Rastafari, la Liviti Rastafari, ha illuminato Rastewelde, ma il messaggio del Rasta non è escludere, non è dire che questa è l'unica via, è dire che tutti abbiamo dentro di noi questa forza, noi siamo manifestazione di Dio, chiamatelo come volete, call it as you want, dobbiamo guardare a quello che ci unisce e non a quello che ci separa. Questo è il messaggio di Rastafari to the world, che non è un catechismo, che non è un venite dalla parte nostra, ma è un coltivate la vostra materia spirituale. We give thanks for the message to Welde. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Thank you so much. There's so much more we could talk about beyond music, but we will. But we are going to hand the microphone to Lion D. And in the same style, I'm going to start with a tune that is not one of your tunes, but it's one we discussed in an interview in 2013 about Bring Back the Vibes. And at the time, you said it was an important teaching tune for you. So tell me how this influenced your life. Whoa. We're never gonna get out of here.
Senegal, you are an African. You could have come from Gambia. You are an African. You could have come from Niger. You are an African. Oh, now, baba boom. No care where you come from. As long as you're a black man, you are an. Yes, I baba boom. You don't know this tune. Yeah, bring back memories as well. You see, well, I became fond of reggae music. You know, through Bob Marley and Peter Tosh music. So this song here, African, was one of my favorite at the time. And it's also, you know, has to deal with me in a particular way because, you know, my mother is Italian, but my father is Nigerian. So the link to Africa, to my African side is there, you know. And it's something that, you know, as a youth, you know, I was born in England, but when I was like 9 years old, yeah, I moved to Italy with my mother, you know. So I grew up in Italy, and I never get exposed to reggae music until, or the Rastafari culture, until 16 or 17, you know. That's when I realized, listening to some Bob Marley and Peter Tosh music and Dennis Brown and Bonnie Wheeler, you know, that's when I realized, yo, I want to be part of this, you know. I'm going to start to, you know, start writing my first songs, you know. So everything starts from Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, you know.
Yes, Lion, big tune, Peter Tosh, Africans, Angus Taylor continua a giocare con i sentimenti qui nella Baba Boom Beach Yard. Lion D ci raccontava quanto è legato a questo pezzo, no? Tanto per cominciare, perché Lion D nasce in Inghilterra da madre italiana, giusto? Ma da padre nigeriano, quindi sicuramente il tema dell'Africa lo tocca da molto vicino. Ci raccontava che a 9 anni si trasferisce dall'Inghilterra. A nove mesi si trasferisce con la mamma in Italia, ma è solo verso i 16 anni che scopre, 16 di 17 anni, che scopre la musica di Marley, che scopre la musica di Tosh, che scopre la musica di Dennis Emmanuel Brown e dice, beh raga, ma io voglio fare parte di questa cosa, io la sento mia, devo stare dentro. E allora inizia a scrivere le sue prime liriche, inizia a muovere i primi passi nella musica grazie all'ispirazione di artisti come Peter Tosh. We give thanks.
Yeah, I started as a MC, you know, for a sound system, you know. So my in the first place, my plan was not to, you know, become a singer or a sing J. But then I realized, yo, this is bigger than me, you know. I may have to just follow my guts, you know, and say, yeah. That's when I start to become fond of reggae music at the age of 16, 17, as you said. But then it was only in my 20s that I started to, you know, writing my first songs. So it took some time, you know, to process the thing, you know. But yeah, that was the direction.
Yeah, man. Allora ci racconta che verso i 16 di 17 anni diventa fan della reggae music, il primo approccio è come MC in un sound, e non era assolutamente nei suoi piani quello di diventare un cantante, ma poi giustamente dice la volontà va oltre quello che io comprendo, e quindi fluendo con la storia arriva verso i 20 anni a incidere musica. Io mi permetto, scusa, visto che ho il microfono in mano, di dire che da subito è stato evidente il talento vocale di Lion D. Ricordo proprio, ce l'ho stampato qui in testa, il andare a cercare, andare al One Love Music Corner a San Lorenzo per cercare Keep the Fire Burning, primo EP gigantesco dopo averti visto per la prima volta a Villada a Roma. E insomma, da quegli anni ne è passata di acqua sotto i ponti. Che bella, che bellissima parabola quella di Lion D. Give thanks, give thanks.
So again, in the same style, we've talked a bit about Africa, now we're going to talk about Jamaica, and this tune by your good self.
Hey yo, big up on the hustler, them are straight.
Hey, this is Lion D, the burning melody.
No, it's all about fight.
Me no best friend, man a set trend. Them boy na rate me, me na rate them. Here come the trendsetter. Man a the original hustler. We come to run things for ya. Them boy can't jam me out. You know.
Here come the trendsetter. Pick up the original hustlers. We come to run things for ya. No boy can't jam me. Baba where me say, you know it a survival. Hey yo, you know it's a survival thing. Big up the man, we do the hustling. They cannot. Somebody say pull up. Hunger stealer. But we tell them, hey, yo, say, we not play with the thing. Run things from ever since. You see what I say? What me say again? What me say? Na 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 na. Pandemic no back friend man a section. Them boy na rate me, me no rate them. In come the trendsetter. Man of the original hustler. We come fi run things for ya. No boy can't jam it. Baba boom when me say in come the trendsetter. Pick up the original hustlers. We come fi run things for ya, boy ya, boy ya. What me tell them say? Hey yo, you know it a survival thing. Hey yo, you know it a survival thing. Big up the man we do the hustling. They cannot stop pick up, we full up a quality. Survival thing, you know we not bow for vanity. We get the food and take care of the family. Survival thing must have been up about reality. Real hustle and I get lost in a. It's a survival thing, we don't have no friend in our society. Every day we try to the best of our ability. Why we know, say, life no better worse. Struggle, we are struggle and no pose, we are pose. In Father God we trust, we know, say, life it works. More than all the diamond and the rubies and the. We want to do the hustle, provide for the family. Who make it without money, you know. No, I know is it still. We not give up, not give in. We have to get the producing with talent, our skill. In come the trendsetter. Man, I don't pull up. Anger stealer. You don't know where respect is due. Yo, this tune. You see this song called Trendsetter. You also have a super wonderful video on YouTube. Yeah, just YouTube with Lion D Trendsetter. I remember I shot the video and recorded the song in 2010. So it's like, yeah, 15 years ago. It was my second trip to Jamaica. And I had this privilege and chance, you know, to shoot the video in the, like, in the ghettos of Kingston. Tivoli and Tivoli Gardens, Trenchtown, them place, you know. So, yeah, if you check the video, Lion D Trendsetter on YouTube, you will get the real Jamaican vibe. You see what I say? And the song is about, is an uplifting song, Trendsetter. So it's big up all the people. Let me cater to all the people who strive to make it in life. You see what I say? All of the real hustler them. You see what I say? So this is Trendsetter. Just check it on YouTube. And it is like tribute to the original song, which is from Aini Kamoz. Hot stepper, in come the hot stepper, man of the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still loving, yeah, you know that. Yeah, me just get the inspiration from that melody there, and me just turn it into trendsetter, because those, you know, who strive to make it in life, You know, you have to be like a trendsetter. You have to make, you know, something from out of nothing. So you see what I say? This is the meaning of the song. Yeah.
Yes, I big tune qua Lion D, Trendsetta. Questo era il 2010, ci racconta, era il suo secondo viaggio a Kingston, Jamaica, e giustamente ci dice che c'è un incredibile videoclip di questo pezzo fuori su YouTube. Ci invita tutti quanti ad andarlo a vedere, perché possiamo assaggiare un pochino di Jamaica. Ha avuto il piacere, la fortuna e l'onore di poter girare il video nei ghetti di Kingston, tra Tivoli Garden e Trenchtown, quindi veramente per toccare con mano. E dice che questo pezzo è dedicato a tutte le persone che lottano, che faticano nella loro vita per riuscire a rimanere a galla, per emergere, ed è una storia incredibilmente comune nei ghetti di Kingston. E allora dice: trendsetta, il bisogno di tirare fuori qualcosa dal niente, di sapersi inventare, di sapersi reinventare. Questo è un tributo e una dedica a tutte le persone che attraversano difficoltà e sofferenze. We give thanks, Lion D. Yes, I.
Yes. Thank you, man. He's doing great, man. He's very, very great. Very great. Man. Yeah, man. So we had to pull up the next tune, but this one, I would ask that you just listen very carefully, because if I'm playing the right version, I've deliberately edited this tune to a certain point. It's a tune with a very important message, so I'm sorry to cut some of the message, and we can talk about the message. But you talked a bit about Bob Marley being a teacher as well, and there's some relevance if we listen to this tune now at this point.
Black man, you look at you, ever draw my attention. You not need none of that, we improve your complexion. Me love your skin tone, you not need no correction. Yo, it is for you to all affirm meditation. Yo, you not need to bleach out, no, we look like a brownie. Nobody tell me, say that are the intim. Black man, dash with the something there. Are you a bleach out skin? Nobody tell me, say I too black freedom. Black man, keep your culture. No matter what the people want to say, you got to keep your blackness tight. No care if I too black for you, you got to love yourself now. No follow them now, the game they play, you got to keep it real at stake. No care if I too black for you, boost up your self-esteem. Real African, I use the bleaching cream. No, that's with the bleaching thing. You say you're proud to be black, or you a bleach out scheme. No, boost up your self-esteem. Real African, I use no bleaching cream. No, dash with the bleaching thing. So you're proud to be black, and you not keep it real. I want this.
Here it comes.
Yes, Angus. Yo, what a tune. Yeah, you see this song called No Bleaching Cream, you know? It will go way back, I think, 2013. Yeah, it was, I can't remember, it was not a Bizarre production, but yeah, this song was about, you know, it just dedicated to all the Africans, all the black brethren and black sisters, you know? It's just a call, it's just a, you know, tune we talk about self-esteem, you know? If you're a black man or you're a black woman, the tune, just tell yourself, boost up your self-esteem. Real African, I use no bleaching cream, no. Dash with the bleaching thing, you say you're proud to the blacker, you are bleach out skin. I want this, boost up your self-esteem. Real African, so you know, black people have to be proud of themselves. You see what I say? Just keep your blackness tight. Yeah? So this is the message is all about that topic, yeah. So it's a pure root rock reggae song with a strong meaning, you know? Strong meaning, especially for black people. It's all about self-esteem, you see? Yes, I.
Yes, sai, Give Thanks Lion di bellissimo tune, questo del 2013 che avete appena ascoltato, Na Bleaching Cream. E allora, provando a tradurre, spieghiamo anche un attimino il messaggio di questa canzone che ci racconta Lion D. In quei tempi andava fortissimo un'usanza, almeno in Giamaica si vedeva tanto, anche da tanti, anche adesso, giustamente ci dice in West Africa, però insomma nella reggae scene anche top singer nella dancehall colcia avevano preso quest'usanza di usare delle creme per schiarire la loro pelle. E allora Lion D giustamente si schiera con l'orgoglio, scrive questa canzone di autostima e di orgoglio nero, in cui dice: nessun bisogno di schiarire la propria faccia, siate orgogliosi del vostro colore, del colore della vostra pelle, siate orgogliosi delle vostre radici. We give thanks for the message, Lion D. Yo man.
So before we go to the next tune, I just want to ask one follow-up question, because I edited it at that point because it has a very important person playing the harmonica on it, and so who has a connection to Bob Marley. We talked about the connection to Bob Marley with Rasta Welders. Could you just say a few words about how you linked this man and how it came about?
Yeah, we're talking about a man called Lee Jaff, who was playing the harmonica for Bob Marley and the Wailers. I think they did like a couple years of tour together. And he was also, still is, an amazing photographer, you know. You can just Google it, Lee Jaff, Bob Marley. You will find a lot of different, rare photos, you know. Bob Marley on tour with him. And the Wailers, you know, it was beautiful, and an amazing musician. So we got to work with Lee Jaff on this song, but not just this song. We also have like a few more tracks on the Bring Back the Vibes album. So yeah, I can't remember how we link him, you know. But you know, most of the time in the music business, in the reggae music, you don't have the time or the chance to link up, you know, in person with the artist then. But you just reach them through link, like a link when another link, when another link. So I can't remember at the moment, but I remember he came to Modena, my place, and he came to the studio, and it was he spent like 2-3 or 4 days over there. We just recorded on this song, and also few other tracks. So it was just a blessing when I realized, this is Lee Jaff, the man himself, you know. So yeah, man, I saw you going on music. We give thanks for the links and, you know, for the vibe and the experience.
Yes, it's all about vibes and connection, le connessioni che crea questa musica. Angus Taylor giustamente faceva una domanda: questa armonica, questa bellissima armonica che sentivate sotto, è un importante link che Lion D ci racconta con Lee Jaff, gran musicista, ma ci dice anche grande fotografo. Ci invita ad andare a vedere, perché Lee Jaff andava in tour con Bob Marley, ha scattato delle incredibili foto di Bob Marley. Potete trovare degli scatti rari che non sono quelli classici, che sono quelli più intimi, e quindi Lion ci racconta che non ricorda precisamente in che momento è avvenuto l'incontro con Lee Jaff, ma la connessione è stata forte sin da subito, e quando è venuto a Modena, la città dove Lion D vive, hanno passato del tempo in studio, e oltre questa hanno registrato diversi altri tune ad arricchire le produzioni di Lion D. Yes, Angus Taylor.
All right, we're nearly done. We're just going to play 2 more tunes and then we'll seal up this reasoning. But in this interview we did in 2013 about Bring Back the Vibes, I asked you a question. I said, at the time I said, would you like to work with Alborosi? And at this time you said, I've heard that Alborosi has said that he rates me as an artist in Italy. So now we're going to play this tune.
Don't need not Babylon a big bang around. Angus Taylor. Let me tell them, I say, wheel. Dillon come again. You don't know. Lion D alongside Alba Rosie. You see what I say? Yeah. Big up Alba Rosie. He was just here the other day. You see what I say? Babylon a big bangaran. Baba bum. Why wanna say? Right. Right. Babylon a big bangaran. Me say it rough in a town. But bye bye. Babylon a big Bambi dam badam bambi dam badam bambi di di bomb skank. Hey, down in a town where dog and yam dog. Hey boy, you can be soft, you must be bad that damn bad. Some man a locking turf that a the gangster spot. This is what I see, not just a gangster chat. Italy me lit, but Africa me motherland. Me know separation is a suffering man. Hey poverty, a poverty, no watch, no nation. Everyone have a story, this year my version. Alright, Babylon a big banger. Me say it rough in a town. Hey baba boom, beep. Babylon a big bambi dum badam bambi dum badam bambi dum badam bambi dum badam bam. Wicked Babylon a big banger. Me say it rough in a town. Hey baba boom, what me say? Babylon, hear me I say, a cappella style. And right then, man a no snake and no viper. Don't need not on me a fee fight for survival. Me no beg friend, cause every man is a rival. Some of them are hypocrite and some are backbiter. And there is one thing me know from me a little juvenile. Big heads a government corrupt and to lie. Me want me Range Rover and me jacket and tie. All me ask for is just a little blight. Bang around, hey. Babylon a big bang. Yes, I give thanks for the love, Baba Boom. Grazie di cuore. Yes, I. You see this song called Rough in a Town. You see what I say? This is the first, about Alba Rosie, you know? First time me and Alba link, you know, he told me, like as you said, that, Lion D, I know you already, you know, because I always check out, you know, the new upcoming artists, and he say he knew me already, and and in 2014 I had a chance, you know, to fly to Jamaica with my team Bizarre Production, you know, and do some works with the Alba Rosie, with the man himself, you know, and we did this roughing out. We did actually work on a single with called Article Love. We also shot a video clip in Jamaica back in 2014. But I also had the chance to work on a whole album with him, you know. So it's not just the Article Love single with the video clip. I just recorded song like this one here, the Rough in a Town, Blaze Up, and many other songs. So we recorded the album in 2014 in a Kingston, and then we dropped it in 2015, you know. And I also had the chance to share stages with Alba Rosie and the Schengen Clan. I also opened, you know, for him, yeah, many, you know, several times in Italy. So yeah, Alba, you know, I respect him a lot. He's a big producer, musician, singer, lyricist, you know, he's the big man in the business. So, enough respect for Alba.
Yes, I big tune qui per la Baba Boom Beach Yard. Questa era Rough in a Town, big combination, Lion D, Alba Rosie. Allora, raccontandoci il bel rapporto con Alba, perché insomma tutti conoscete l'Alba cantante, ma giustamente Lion ci dice Alba incredibile musicista anche, incredibile produttore, e nell'occasione, nel 2014, incredibile scouter. Alba è sempre alla ricerca, in ascolto delle nuove voci, delle voci che emergono, e quindi Lion condivide con noi questo momento in cui Alba lo ha chiamato e ha detto: Lion, ti ho sentito, secondo me veramente sei pronto. E allora Lion D vola a Kingston, Jamaica, e dice: l'idea era di registrare un singolo che era Article Love, fuori anche il videoclip. Invece poi riescono a registrare un intero album, tra cui anche questa incredibile collaborazione, Rough in a Town, Big Up on Yourself.
Thank you. Last question now, and last tune I'm going to play. Now, I chose this tune because we keep going back to this interview that we did. We did one in 2013, I think we did one in 2015. But at that point, we talked about how at this time in 2013, people had compared your voice to another artist. And what I love about this tune, is that you made a tune with the artist and you proved conclusively that you have distinct voices. And we're going to hear that now.
Out again, Lions, out again. Busy, fight and win. Never give up the hustle, never give up the fight. Marcus Garvey highlight. Me day I keep my eyes on the prize. Hustle for what me want in a life. I then no see your heart, me a try. Jaja show me a sign, I give up on the fight, yeah. Can't disappoint me kids or my wife.
Lion.
Work out, got everything off in nice. Can't satisfy with one little slice. When I me bake the pie, got you know me not lie, no. And when me never have a choice, I'm me back against the wall. Jaja tell myself to stand up tall. Father God, me glad, say me never give up. If a seven time I fall, eight time me get up. Me know he must see through me, I carry heavy load. But me never know, I said the rod, you would a rugged so. Whoa, no matter all the time, till I give up, let me still I live up. Some man have fight and win, fight and win. Through the powers of the Almighty. I and I will fight and win, fight and win. Me have me goals fi achieve, at this me a pre. Fight and win, fight and win. Through the powers of the Almighty. Fight and win, fight and win. Hey, after the battle, sweeter the victory. Well, you see this song? This song called Fight and Win. Yeah. You are busy signal.
When we surround
the darkness,
we never give up the fight.
We keep on going regardless. Oneness.
Unity is strength. We are the strongest.
I'm blessed.
Celebrate life with joy.
Listen, hear what I'm gonna say.
When we step our road,
Babylon a pre, Babylon a pre. Like we are not meant to slavery. Police, we protect and serve, but them I use brutality. We leap a human trafficking from the high society. We fight in the struggle like Marcus Garvey. We have to read the books from the black history. Pray for your brighter day upon me bending knee. Cause one day we have to free. Cause so I have stand up no matter
how the times get hard.
Calling all judges, soldiers. I and I will fight and win, fight and win. Show the powers of the Almighty. I and I will fight and win, fight and win. Me have me goals for achieve. At this me a pray. Fight and win, fight and win. Show the powers of the Almighty. Oh Lord, fight and win, fight and win. Hey, after the battle, sweet and the victory. Na 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 na. Oh, fight, fight, fight and win. I'm gonna still tell yourself a fight, fight, fight and win. Rasta welder, tell himself a fight, fight. Fight and I wish a good over evil. I start being myself a fight, fight, fight and yes, I this song called Fight and Win. You see what I say? This is, I think, one of the of my biggest or maybe the biggest song so far in my career. It is a big combination with top a top artist, Busy Signal. Yeah, and back in the days, as Angus just said. A lot of people used to compare my voice and my style of singing with, you know, Busy Signal, you know. And as he said, with this song, I proved that I have my own style. And it's, but, you know, this is a, that was a great privilege because Busy Signal, in my vision, is one of the biggest dancehall artists, you know, just known worldwide, you know. You see what I say? And this song, Fight and Win. You know, you can find this song on my latest album, the album called All in This Together. And this song, it coming like a testament, like an anthem. You know, it's like, it's a power ballad. You know, it's not a reggae tune, but it's not even a dancehall tune. It is something different, you know. And this song came to me in a time where I was going through some serious health issues,
You know, I've been hospitalized for almost like 90 days, you know. But I give thanks, you know. I just, Jah Jah saved me one more time, you know. So, but this song, you know, it's just like, as I said, it come like a testament, you know. Because in a life, you know, you have to be a fighter. You know, you have to, in order to win, in order to achieve, in order to reach your goal, you know, you have to be a fighter. So no matter if you fall 7 times, 8 times you get up, you know. So no matter what, you just take your time, you know, and bounce right back, you know, stronger and wiser than before. This is the message, you know, fight and win. Lion D and Busy Signal, up.
Wow, 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 Papa Bombici Hard, veramente che piacere, che onore essere testimoni di tutto questo. Rendiamo grazie a Angus Taylor, Lion D, Rasta e Weld e a tutti voi. E allora, parlando di questo big tune che avete sentito, Lion D ci dice: forse la cosa più grande che ho fatto fino adesso nella mia vita, Fight and Win, è una combination con forse uno dei più grandi nomi della musica giamaicana contemporanea, che è Busy Signal. E allora Angus, nella domanda gli chiedeva, insomma, visto che in un certo periodo si è molto parlato dell'incredibile somiglianza della voce di Lion D con quella di Busy Signal nello stile, nel timbro, allora, come dice Angus, ripete anche Lion, questo pezzo è anche la prova provata della differenza che c'è tra i due artisti, e forse serviva proprio questa combination per completare alla perfezione il messaggio. È fondamentale, no? Fight and win, ci tiene Lion D a dire, è un'eredità che io lascio, è quasi un testamento, uno statement legato anche a un periodo difficile della vita di Lion, in cui è passato attraverso problemi di salute, è dovuto rimanere in ospedale, non ricordo quanti giorni hai detto, un mese e mezzo in ospedale. Quindi, insomma, contiene un'esperienza di vita vissuta che diventa un messaggio per tutte e tutti, amplificato attraverso la reggae music. Giustamente ci diceva, questo pezzo ha un potere, anche perché è fatto con Busy Signal, artista dancehall, artista giamaicano veramente top, ma non è un pezzo dancehall, non è un pezzo propriamente roots reggae, è un pezzo universale, e questa era l'idea, arrivare a tutte e tutti con il messaggio di ogni volta che cadiamo, fossero anche 100 volte che cadiamo, se la 101esima comunque ci rialziamo, lì sta la nostra forza. Yeah, man. E assolutamente Rasta e Weld ci tiene a mandare un messaggio, e noi ci accodiamo a questo messaggio, che questo pezzo dovrebbe essere suonato da ogni sound system, ogni impianto, ogni crew, in tutta Italia, in tutto il mondo. Universal message, fight and win, yes brother, yes Lion.
Yeah, man. Well, we didn't even really scratch the surface. We didn't talk about your academic career. We didn't talk about your amazing drawings, brother. But there's so many things we could have talked about, but we will do that on the next one. I just want to thank you for taking the time, both of you, for spending this time. Big up Astor Benny for the translation. Big up Mr. J for stopping me from falling asleep at the wheel. And big up Narrador. And big up Baba Boom Festival. We finished the program for this year, and we would love to join you next year.
Yeah, man, give thanks Angus Taylor. Per favore ragazzi, un applauso a questa bellissima situazione della Beach Yard. Lion D, Rasta e Weld, qui per tutte e tutti noi, Narrador Callejero. E allora, giustamente ci diceva, give thanks Rasta, yes sai.
Posso fare un complimento in italiano, poi se vuoi lo traduci anche in inglese. Cioè, veramente un interprete così, veramente rarissimo. Per favore, un applauso a livello proprio emozionale anche. Give thanks, love, 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 love.